At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, George, we started off the show talking about how so many people now are saying that the NBA champion has been determined.
That's laughable.
And I, like most people, thought it was going to come down to the Lakers and the Clippers, and the winner of that would be the NBA champion. But now that the Clippers have been eliminated by the Denver Nuggets, yes, I think the Lakers are the clear favorite. Yes, I expect them to hoist the NBA championship trophy with LeBron James claiming his 4th title. But a cakewalk? No. The bubble ain't no joke. The bubble is a different beast altogether. And Denver, look, I do think they are almost tailor-made for the Lakers. Nikola Jokic had trouble with Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee in the regular season. The Lakers beat them 3 out of 4. They beat them all 3 times LeBron James played. And so if the Lakers' bigs can give Jokic trouble and keep him from putting an imprint on the game, Denver's in trouble. And then Denver's got no rim protection. And so LeBron James going to the rim, not to mention Anthony Davis, is a nightmare for Denver. It's different from Kawhi Leonard. And I love Kawhi's mid-range game. But the difference is that Kawhi will stop in that 12 to 15-foot range and pull up for the mid-range jumper, which is butter for the most part. Yeah. It wasn't game seven, obviously. But what that did was allow Denver to collapse their defense around him in the mid-range and gave him problems. With LeBron, he's not going to stop in the mid-range. He's going to go all the way to the rim, and there's no rim protection there. So unless they can somehow devise something that can keep LeBron from getting to the rim, and I don't know that they'll, I can't see him being able to do that, but something where like Giannis couldn't get to the rim for the most part against Miami, if they can do that to LeBron, then they'll have a better shot. But I do think the Lakers win this series, but I don't want to hear cakewalk talk. Because no. Denver beat the Clippers. It's not the Lakers' fault that Denver the Clippers didn't hold up their end of the bargain. And I'll tell you what.
The Nuggets are a better team, so they won.
I picked Boston in seven in the East. Obviously, Miami looks like, you know, they might go up 2-0. They got a seven-point lead. You know, still a lot of time left. But whoever comes out of the East, I don't think they'll beat the Lakers. But I think they will push them, and if the Lakers let up, they could be upset. So I don't think it's a cakewalk at all.
For sure, dude, because you can't say it's a cakewalk when the Denver Nuggets were better than the Clippers.
I'll leave that alone because we debated that the first hour. You're wrong, but go ahead.
Yeah, the better team always wins in seven game series when everybody's healthy. So and Michael Malone, the Denver Nuggets coach, has been able to make adjustments. And that's where he outcoached Doc Rivers. In the adjustment category with putting Jokic at the free throw line extended, being a playmaker from there. And where you talked about, I think that you're right, Chris, that they're going to try to wall off the lane from LeBron. The only problem with
that's
that
the
is
the only thing you can do, right? That's what I would try to do.
Yeah, but the only problem
because they
with
don't
that
have
is,
great shooters. The Lakers, they've shot well.
Yeah, but that's been
in
tried.
The playoffs.
I mean, how
but
many
that's
times,
all you can do. I'd rather try that than have LeBron kill me at the rim.
Yeah, but thing is, okay, how many times have people tried to wall LeBron off from the paint? It's
San
impossible.
San Antonio was able to do it.
Yeah, but he was also still had Similac behind his ears in the NBA too, and he wasn't nearly
well,
as
they
good
made
of a
it
scorer.
Tough. They
outside
made it tough
of
on him, but the other two times too, they made it tough on him, especially in 2013. Now they ended up winning that series when Ray Allen hit that huge shot, but they made it tough on him. Especially early on in that series too. Now you can't stop him all the time from getting to the rim, but if you can somehow turn him into a jump shooter, that's your best bet.
Yeah, correct. But then there's the thing with AD as well, where AD is such a punishing force and so athletic that it's going to be very hard for Jokic to guard him at all. So
yeah, I don't
so
even
both
think they
of those
put Jokic on him.
I mean, who can?
Of course, he'll end up on him sometimes. But I'm putting Paul Millsap on him.
Yeah, but he's the ultimate. I mean, even though Paul Millsap is a good defender and does a good job against people taller than him, AD is unfortunately
no,
a guy
you're not
who
gonna
is
stop
tough
him.
To stop.
Yeah, you're not going. I mean, AD, you can mark it down that AD is going to give you 26 and 10 every night or more.
Yeah, but
at the very least, he's giving you 26 and 10. The question is, will it be an impactful 26 and 10?
Will it all come
in the first three quarters, or will it really be impactful? That's the only question.
The question with AD to me is in that first game against Houston and the first game against the Portland Trailblazers, he was he was there are times where he gets into this I'm a guard mentality because he right. does have so many skills, instead of saying, let me get to the paint and get some Agreed. Buckets and then extend out. So like sometimes, you know how they tell you to let your height be an advantage. Sometimes he doesn't take advantage of that. He plays like he's 6'2".
Most of the time, to be honest.
He plays like he's 6'2" sometimes instead of like he's 6'10".
He's a great player. I voted him first team All NBA, and deservedly he ended up on it. So I'm not taking anything away from him. But there are, in some ways, you could describe him as a tweener because he's not great. He's not Kevin Durant, Dirk Nowitzki, you know, somebody like that on the perimeter. And he's not like a dominant post player. He's good at both. I would love him to be dominant in the post. He should in today's NBA because there's just not many defensive, you know, stalwarts as bigs. So he could go down there and wreck shop and then still have the ability to take you outside, hit the J, go by you off the dribble. But I'd love to see him a little more on the block as well.
Yeah, big. And the reason why is because the way the Lakers play ball is that so many people have to play small ball almost against them. So he's always going to have an advantage. I mean, even when that was why I laughed when Mike D'Antoni said about small ball, he said they asked him if he thought small ball could work. And he said, well, that's what the Lakers did. I was like, no, that's not really what they did, because AD was a 7-footer on
the floor. Robert Covington.
Exactly. He's a 7-footer who's grabbing rebounds and putbacks and catching lobs. You know, so they didn't play small ball. They played small and our 1 7-foot dude who just happens to have guard-like skills. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, George. I want to ask you two questions. What will it do for LeBron James's legacy for him if he gets this fourth ring? And conversely, if for some reason they don't win the championship, what will each scenario do for his legacy?
If he wins it, there's a segment of the population that believes that LeBron James is already the greatest player of all time. And then there is a small percentage of people who are on the fence who will say, wow, he did it with 3 separate franchises, 3 separate finals MVPs. And like he's been doing it for 17 years, the most all NBA teams.
But most people have Jordan.
Correct. Right. But losing it, so I don't think it's going to have a huge impact on his legacy for the majority of the people, because
so
most people's
it,
mind
you
is
don't
already.
Think, you don't, okay, you don't think winning it moves him ahead of Jordan in most people's minds?
And most people know, but in mine, I think that it definitely puts I really got to rethink
well,
this
woof,
thing.
Woof ain't a category. Would he be ahead of LeBron? Would he be ahead of Jordan or not?
Yes. I would have to put him ahead of Jordan because, like, and I'm a huge Michael Jordan fan. And to be completely frank about this, I was a anti-LeBron guy initially because I was a Kobe fan. And remember when Kobe was the best player in the NBA and LeBron comes in, you had to choose. You were either on Team LeBron or you were on Team Kobe. I chose up. I was with Team Kobe.
Well, maybe in L.A.
Correct. Yeah. So I didn't choose.
I think LeBron's better, but
yeah. So
you know, I gave
so, but,
love to
but,
Kobe.
But you had to choose up, and when you do that, it puts you in a position to not appreciate him. And he also was young. I thought he shied away from the moment sometimes. But then now, when I see his total body of work, a guy who grew up in front of us. He's exceeded the expectations that he came in with. The dude has been absolutely phenomenal. And look at where he came from and all the obstacles that he's gone through. 9 finals. Granted, some of them were, 8 of them were in the East. I'm sorry, 9 of them were in the East. He would have 10 finals, 4 championships. Like, that's something that's unprecedented. And then you look at the level of greatness. Like, in Jordan's 17th, if Jordan had played 17 years, he would have been nowhere near as good as LeBron has been for 17 years. Because
you don't know that.
What are you talking about? Did you see the Wizards years? Michael
he was
Jordan 39 as great as,
and 40 years old, George.
It doesn't matter.
I
said 17 years. I didn't say age.
LeBron at 17 entered the league years. At 17. All right, so that's the difference right there.
Correct.
Secondly, if Jordan had not retired and played baseball, he plays that year and a half. That he wouldn't have been a scrub in that year and a half.
No,
he might have had eight straight championships for all we know.
The different, I said in year 17, LeBron James.
Just because LeBron's better in year 17, though, doesn't mean he's better. Hank Aaron is not viewed as the best baseball player of all time, but in terms of longevity, who can match him?
The difference is
longevity is not the only answer. I mean, it's a contributor.
LeBron has been the best player. Hold up. Would you agree that LeBron James has been the best player? There are some similarities to Jordan in the fact that he's been the best player in the league for the better part of his career. That's the first thing. And the second thing is I look at this as not just a – because I'm a total person kind of guy. And I appreciate this.
Well,
we're
talking basketball.
I mean,
we're talking basketball.
Hold on.
We ain't getting into social stuff.
I'm not even talking about social. I'm just talking about like that Michael Jordan set the standard and showed people how to not only be a great basketball player, and then have a family and then do things in business, right?
Okay.
And then Kobe came and took all of those things to the next level. In terms of being better in the other two categories aside from just
in
playing
what?
Ball. I would say that he's been
more
successful.
He wasn't a better brand endorser or anything than Jordan.
No. He wasn't a better brand endorser. He was a really good brand endorser, but Kobe was very successful in other business
That's
entities.
That's post-career, though.
No, even during his career, he was involved in things.
But it wasn't. Okay, that's fine. I mean,
I'm saying
too.
He took it up to the next level.
He took it up to the next level outside of just ball. That's irrelevant in this conversation.
And LeBron has taken everything up to the next level, including the basketball. He has more records.
We're going to keep going. I love Michael Jordan.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and went up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
He's a Super Bowl champion, an elite Fox NFL analyst, and now, slowly but surely, becoming a world-renowned bodybuilder.
Greg,
he's got the perfect theme music. I can just see him in the mirror working out to this music. My man, Greg Jennings, he's also on the Lions at the Packers call this Sunday on Fox. So welcome to the Odd Couple, brother. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. That was a heck of an intro.
Hey, right? You deserve it, bro. You deserve it. You know, you're the man.
I need to take you with me on the road.
Hey, man, that reminded me of I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, where he said every hero needs a theme song.
right? I'm your KRS-One. All right, here we go. You're on the call in Green Bay. They got the Lions. Obviously, Green Bay came out on fire last week. Aaron Rodgers. That's the best. I ain't saying he's been bad these last 3 or 4 years because obviously he hasn't been bad. But that's the old Aaron Rodgers I felt like I was watching. What did you think watching him? And do you think this type of play will continue? Because let's be honest, we haven't seen it from him in consistently over the last 3 or 4 years. Do you think this is what we're going to get for the most part out of him this season?
Well, I'll start with I think we all – felt that way watching that game and seeing him perform the way he did. It was very reminiscent of what we had come to know of his play and the standard of his play and his output. But as far as will we continue seeing this, from week to week, it's going to unfold. You look at the secondary that they went up against, a young secondary. They took advantage of it. The Minnesota Vikings didn't get any pressure on Aaron Rodgers, which you let a quarterback of that magnitude, of that skill set, stand back in the pocket and look pretty all day without ever thinking about a pass rush. Right. That's going to happen to you week to week. And so I believe he can sustain somewhat of this type of play because of the second year being in the offense, being integrated into this mix of his philosophy and his thoughts with Matt LaFleur's, and it becoming, as they mentioned, the Packers' offense and not just one or the other. So I think it can be sustained, but from week to week, we can't expect him to throw for four touchdowns right. and 350 plus every single week.
The two quarterbacks that are playing now, I know that you spend a lot of time covering the Packers, but you get a chance to study the rest of the quarterbacks in the league too. Is this Baker Mayfield's like last stand potentially today? Because if he can't beat Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals, who nobody thinks is going to be a playoff team, might we be seeing Case Keenum sooner than later?
No, I don't think this is his last stand today. Unless he comes out here and just completely throws a goose egg and just folds over and goes completely in reverse. No, he's a first round draft pick. He's in year three, year two with some of the personnel that he has. Year one with new head coach Kevin Stefanski. So I think have to give it time to unfold. What I would like to see is a more mature Baker Mayfield, a more mature pre-snap Baker Mayfield, being able to decipher and discern what the defense is going to give him. Watching that game last week, he just didn't look like he was in control and he understood what they were trying to do from a defensive scheme against their offense. And if I'm Kevin Stefanski, I'm leaning on what we do well. And what we do well as a Cleveland Browns is we run the ball. Right. And so you play action off of that and you allow your quarterback to grow comfortably that way.
There's been rumblings. I don't know how legitimate they are, but there's been some talk that the Browns need to or are even looking to trade Odell Beckham Jr. First, like, do you think Odell is a problem there? Or right now, it's more so Baker than it is Odell?
To be honest, it looks more Baker than it is Odell. And why I say that is because of what I mentioned to earlier. Like, pre-snap, in an empty, pretty empty stadium, the noise is not going to be a factor. And most stadiums are going to be empty until fans are allowed. And we see tonight they have some fans in the Browns stadium. But you got to use your cadence as your advantage. And what I mean by that, and some may be saying, everybody uses a cadence. Yeah, but the way effective quarterbacks use their cadence is they get a pre-snap read. They get a hard count. They get out of the huddle with time on the clock, and then they use their cadence to their advantage, trying to get the defense to undress, to show what they're disguising and what they're going to. That's where Baker has to take the next step. You can't coach that. You can't tell him, okay, Baker, we got to do this. It's something that is instinctive. It just happens over the course of your maturity as a player.
Greg, as a wide receiver, you always wanted the ball just like every other guy. But Odell is a kid who I feel like his talent has been squandered over the last few seasons. So do you believe if he goes somewhere else that he'll be able to put up big numbers, or do you think kind of that ship has sailed and he was the kind of the Milli Vanilli or the one hit wonder that, you know, early in his career? Well, I should say a three season wonder.
Well, no, I don't think that ship has sailed. Given the right situation, he's not the number one receiver on this Cleveland Browns roster. He's just not. And we all want him to be.
I saw you say that. This morning.
We've all seen what he's provided the New York Giants. But Jarvis Landry,
he's a sure catch. Every time he runs a route, he doesn't need a ton of separation. He gets open. Quarterbacks understand, if I can just get the ball in his vicinity, he's going to make a play for me. He's a tough football player who's not – is he passionate? Probably even just as much or if not more than OBJ. But he knows how to work. And I think the flash and the glitz and the glam comes with OBJ, and we have this expectation of highlight every single time he gets a chance or an opportunity to get the ball in his hand. And because we have not seen that, it's like is his engine rolling? Is he the same? What is going on? There will always be questions looming over him until we see those highlight reels that we saw early in his career.
That's our man, Super Bowl champion Greg Jennings. He's on the call for the Detroit Lions at the Green Bay Packers this Sunday on Fox. Don't miss it. You got any shows coming up soon, or you take that off during the season?
No, man, I actually do. Mayhem, Duluth, and Minnesota Mayhem, October 10th.
Okay.
My pro debut.
So it's your pro debut. So you won your first show, well, competition.
Are you bodybuilding or are you fitness modeling?
No, I'm not fitness modeling. I'm this body.
No.
Let me tell you the truth. He's humble. It's both.
I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? Where there's a difference between the actual bodybuilding aspect and people who look more natural but are, you know, super, super fit.
Right. So that's the division. So I'm men's physique. So it is more of a fitness model. I get where you're going with it. It is more of a sculpted beach body type, if you will, versus the big bouldery, just straight 2% body fat super guys.
Okay. All right. That's our man, Duluth, Minnesota. That's right. It's pro debut. All right, we can't wait to find out how that works out. That's our man, Greg Jennings, with his own theme song. All right, brother, we appreciate it. Have fun with the call this Sunday.
Appreciate it, guys.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day
with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Pete Carroll does not use Russell like he should. He doesn't have Russell throw the football enough, is my thing. And when you look at Russell's numbers, he never throws the ball nearly as much as the other top quarterbacks in the league. So his numbers, you know, when you look at yards for a season, they're never really up there among the leaders. His touchdowns are high, fairly high. But they're not, you know, last year 31, year before 35, year before 34, that led the league. But they're generally not in the wow numbers like some of the others, like Mahomes and some others have been. But it's only because Carroll doesn't use him to throw the football more. And that is why he's underrated or underappreciated. If, like, last year, he threw the football 516 times.
Yeah.
The leader threw it 626. Jared Goff and Matt Ryan. Jared Goff and Jameis Winston. That's 100 plus times more. The year before
they,
that,
they
he threw it like
down
four,
in more games.
But still, well, the Seattle gets down because Carroll runs the ball early. And then Russell has to bring him back in the game. That's why he gets so many comebacks, because that's when Carroll starts throwing the football. Obviously, the greatest example was in the Super Bowl when he does throw it. He should. That's the one time he should have handed it to Marshawn Lynch. But my, like, 2018, Russell threw the ball 426 times. Roethlisberger led the league 675. So I think
Russell
if Wilson throws the ball less.
Hold on.
Right.
I mean,
if he threw it more, I think his numbers would be gaudier.
He was still sixth in the league in yards.
I know,
still sixth in the league in yards, and the dude still threw 31 touchdowns.
I'm not saying he's you're trying
which was
to
third
twist
in
this,
the league.
You're twisting this to almost act like I'm not trying to, like, I'm saying Russell Wilson's not that good. I'm saying he's phenomenal, and I'm saying one of the reasons he's underappreciated is because his coach doesn't let him air it out more. Now, maybe that'll change because he's gotten some criticism for that, Pete Carroll. He threw it 35 times on Sunday, you know, like the opening day, and he's only thrown it more than that 7 times in the last 2 seasons. In 32 games, he only threw it more than 35 times 7 times. And so maybe, I tell you, if Carroll lets him air it out the way he did on Sunday consistently, then Russell will get all of the love that he deserves. That's my view.
the dude threw for was sixth in the yard league in passing yards, third in touchdowns, second in few, the third in, no, sorry, tied for second with fewest interceptions, one of the best touchdown to interception ratios in the history of the NFL. Like, this is not even like it, just because he throws the ball less times. Lamar Jackson only threw the ball 401
yeah,
times for 3,000
yards.
Yeah, yeah, that's,
I mean,
what I'm saying.
You can't leave that, like, little detail out. I mean, come on. He made up for it because he ran so well.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl goes shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.